Little change in weather will likely occur across the U.S. Midwest this week. We're expecting to see a continuation of mild temperatures across the area. Some warming will occur in the middle to latter part of this week, with temperatures coming closer to normal, but still on the cool side. We're expecting to see highs early this week in the upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest, and highs as we get into the second half of this week will be mostly in the 70s and lower 80s. There will be a few middle 80s possible at the end of the week and into the weekend across parts of the southwestern portions of the Midwest, and that's because of a very weak high-pressure ridge trying to develop across parts of the plains. That high-pressure system is not expected to survive more than a several-day period, and it will be weak, as I mentioned before. A northwesterly flow pattern will prevail across a big part of the Midwest while that high-pressure system is trying to evolve. The biggest difference that we're going to see in our weather during that period of time is the warmer bias that's likely to become a little more common across the region, but only for a short few days. We do expect another disturbance to come out of Canada next week that will bring in more cool weather across the region, and once again, our temperatures will be reinforced into the 70s and perhaps some lower 80s in the southern parts of the region. Low temperatures at night most of this week will be 50s and 60s. There will be a few upper 40s scattered about in the far north, and we'll expect to see the majority of these temperatures change very little, even with the high-pressure system off to the west. The forecast for rainfall across the region looks very much like it did late last week. A series of disturbances will try to work their way through the Midwest, and as each one comes across the region this week, we'll likely see at least a scattering of light shower activity. Most of the precipitation, though, is not going to be very impressive, and especially not in the areas that it's needed most, and that includes Iowa. Western portions of Iowa still critically dry. It would not surprise me, though, to see this high-pressure system developing in the plains later this week and into the weekend to such a degree that it actually helps to bring rain back into western Iowa. Even though the computer forecast models are not all over this right now, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see something like that evolve a little later this week. In the meantime, though, most of the significant rains that are being advertised over the next few days will be in Kansas, Missouri, and parts of the northern Delta, maybe catching southern Illinois and western Kentucky as well. Most of the precipitation will be locally heavy, with some 1 to 2 inch amounts expected on a daily basis across this corridor. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to see the same amounts over the same areas each day, but overall, through this next few days, we will see rain in most of the region I've described, as well as in portions of Nebraska and possibly the southwest corner of Iowa. Most of the rest of Iowa, Illinois, and areas northward into Minnesota and Wisconsin will probably not see much meaningful precipitation this week, with moisture totals running mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe as much as a half inch. Some of the areas in the eastern Midwest might see just a little bit more rainfall than that, but they too will likely see a light amount of precipitation this week. As we get on into next week and we get that little ridge of high pressure building up off to the west, we'll probably see at least one round of more meaningful precipitation in the Midwest. Most likely it'll come just ahead of the next round of cooling that will take place next week, so we'll watch for that. In general, though, it's not a bad summertime weather pattern. Crop stress is continuing in the drier areas of the western Corn Belt, and we'll see that prevail at least until significant rain falls, and maybe that'll occur a little later this week. The stress is hurting yield potentials, but with recent cooling taking place across a big part of the Midwest, the decline in production has not been as aggressive as it certainly was last year at this time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.